Okay, good morning. 10:25 on September, not August, September 16th, Sunday morning. I'm running a bit late today. It was a pretty bad night here. I was sick most of the night. Wife is sick. Not related sicknesses, two different illnesses going. So, as a result, I didn't get a lot of sleep. I got some, not a lot, not enough. I spent a lot of time this morning so far napping. So yeah, rough night. Today I've got to go through J. Daniel Sawyer's audiobook. He's got a book on audio production and he's been sending me chapters and I've got to go through it. The other thing I've got to do is put on the speed writers here, and I've got to get that story out to John Moreau, at least a draft of it, so he can see where the hell I am with it. It's one of those things that kept me awake in the night. It's like, I've got to get this story done, but I don't know if it's going to work. And of course, the stupid part is, if I had just gotten up and written the goddamn thing, it would probably be done by now. And I swear at the story, because it's not the story, that's me that's really the problem. And so, John, if you're listening, I'm not cursing you. I also have to get this other book out. I've got to get Ravenwood out of the way, so that when it comes time to start producing some different books, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, I'll have room in the queue to get those out in some kind of timely fashion. Something better than what I've been doing lately. So, yeah, today's Sunday. Sunday. I set out, it was kind of chilly, I thought. Well, because I got up at a ridiculous hour in the morning, and it was chilly. And of course, several hours later, it's not quite so chilly, because it's A, not dark, and B, it's a beautiful day. 70s right now. I came out with a heavy shirt. It's bundled up like it was February or something. I had to stop and turn around and go back. So my first mile is like 20 minutes long. Part of that was meeting my neighbor. I stopped to take my picture, as is my habit, and the lady on a scooter stopped and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Taking my daily picture. I take a picture from this spot every day when I take my walk in the morning." And she wanted to know all about it. "Can I see them? Are they, how many of them do you have?" And I said 400 and something, and she went like, "What?" I tend to forget, because I do it so, you know, it's part of my routine, part of my habit, part of my life. I tend to forget that a lot of people don't really have that kind of marks in the trail. It's a really big pile of pictures. And I really should do something like string them together in a movie or something, to bring them into iMovie. Give them to my daughter to put into iMovie, so let her do it. But the challenge, of course, is going to be to line them all up correctly. Since I've got the new phone, they'll line up a lot better. Because I'm able to focus on a very small piece of the picture. And if I focus on that same piece of the picture every day, from the same spot every day, it'll give me the same shot day after day after day. And only the trees and the sun and the, you know, the ground, that's the only thing that changes. The view stays pretty constant from day to day. So yeah, we're coming up on 500 episodes. I've gone through 500 files already. We're like 502 or 503 right now. So it's really quite an astonishing pile. if I stop to let myself think about it. I don't often, but today, having to explain it to the neighbor, she was, well, can I see them? And I said, yeah, they're all online. You can find them at nathanlowell.com. She says, that's you, Nathan Lowell? I said, yeah, that's me. So it was an interesting conversation. It was I just live here around the corner. I read science fiction and fantasy. Oh, she says, I don't read science fiction and fantasy, so that explains why I've never heard of you. Like, no. A lot of people who do read science fiction and fantasy have never heard of me. Don't feel bad. So it was fun. It was really interesting chatting to one of the neighbor people. And what's more, the neighbor behind us is moving out. House is for rent, which I found to be quite interesting. I kind of wonder what the rent is, because it would make a great office. I could just go next door. Unfortunately, I suspect that it's more than I could earn by writing books. Although, if I should get my shit together, who knows? Anyway, so it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm working up a sweat already walking. I'm just in a light shirt. This coming week is going to be a big one. Holy cow, I've got so much stuff going on this week. Tomorrow's Monday. Monday's always fragmented day. But in the evening, I'm meeting Brian Humphrey and Dave Robison for dinner. A local place here in town. Looking forward to that. Tomorrow, I'm doing the book club over in Mead, which reminds me I need to clear that with the spousal unit. And then Wednesday is the big dental day, which was the other thing that was keeping me awake all night. And then, during the day on Tuesday, I'm going to visit with the middle school. Not the usual middle school, because where my kids have gone, but one of my neighbors has finally got her master's in education, and she's gone to teach at the middle school that's right next door to the high school. She actually takes the kids to school in the morning, drops them off. Her two and my two together. And then I pick them up at the end of the day. But she's a language arts teacher, and they're doing a unit on science fiction. And they'd like to have me come in and talk this week. It's like, yikes. But okay. So I'll go in on Tuesday, talk to them, and then on Thursday I go back and talk to my book group at Greeley Central. We're down to four. Some very good writing, some very excellent writing in that group. I'm really looking forward to see how they pull this together. As I really don't like present tense, but one of the young authors has turned in a book that's present tense, and it worked. It's not my favorite form, but it worked pretty well. And they doing some of the common new author mistakes in terms of putting in too much detail, not putting in a specific enough detail, putting in too much background. Rather than letting the backstory inform them as they write the story, they're trying to get the backstory into the story to inform the reader. So we'll have to work with them on that. But by and large, some very, very good stuff. Some very interesting writing happening. It's very exciting. Going by a lawnmower. And yes, I did mow my lawn, at least the front part, yesterday. I waited till mid-morning when it was dried out a bit. I went out, pushed the mower around. I really need to do it again in a day or two to take off the extra ends and to grind up the pulp that's still left there, mulch it up a bit. I also need to do the backyard, but it's behind the fence, and the fence is fixed. So there we go. What else? Well, that's the week, pretty much. Friday, I'm gonna collapse. Somewhere in here, I need to finish getting the edits into this book. I need to finish I need to go through the files. I keep saying this over and over, and I never do it. I need to go through files and put the new covers on all of the places where Ravenwood is for sale to get them ready for when I release Thyferia's Call. And I've got people calling me out on Twitter, quite rightfully, for dragging my feet on this. I've written and produced multiple books in the time that it's taken me to screw around with this one. I'm not quite sure what my problem is. Yeah, actually I do. It's dealing with the publishers is sapping my will to live. not literally, but in a figurative manner. It's difficult for me to get behind my own projects when I've got excellent projects pending, hanging fire on someone else. So it's difficult for me to focus in on new stuff, even though the new stuff is only mine, even though the new stuff is only, I'm the only one to blame. Which is an interesting dilemma. It's an interesting situation. So why am I doing it? Part of it is just dealing with depression. One of the reasons that I think have been in the past a binge writer is the manic depressive, very slow swing, where for a long period of time I don't do anything, and then all of a sudden I get manic and I do all kinds of stuff all at once, and then I slide back off again. Been my habit all my life. Need to try to deal with that, I think. I have so many stories left to tell. At least I think I do. Maybe I don't. Yes, it is warm. It got very warm. It's still not the broiling heat of summer. It's a very pleasant, a gentle warmth rather than a broiling heat. Quite lovely. Lovely indeed. Wonder what my lap time is going to be for the second mile. I've been trucking right along. Make a big pot of chili for dinner. It's almost time for lunch. I'm ready for lunch. I had breakfast this morning. I broke with my long habit of homemade bread with peanut butter. And I've had my eye on these silly toaster waffles that the kids eat. They eat them a lot. And they're okay. They're a little, you know, yung yung. Not real food, but they're interesting. They're different. So I toasted two of those and had those with peanut butter, not syrup, because I really don't need the sugar. It's probably enough sugar in each one of them to put me in orbit anyway, so I eat so little sugar these days. Very, very little. Basically what I get in my fruit. And whatever processed food I eat, which is, at this point, darn little, I have to say. Eating homemade bread, eating meals that I cook myself from scratch. There is some sugar in the bread. A scant third of a cup of brown sugar and a couple tablespoons of molasses for flavor. That's it, and a whole loaf, 2-pound loaf of bread, that's it. So it's not a lot. Ah, oh, feel that. Turned into the breeze. Fiddled with the microphone, it'll probably leave noise marks. Yeah, well. Anyway. Ah. Oh. Get the walk in, get the podcast up, dig into Dan Sawyer's stuff here a little bit, go through it, see what I think. I've been through the first few pieces of it, and it's really quite good. It's going to be an excellent resource for people who want to get into audio production. I really like Dan's clear style. Oh, and there's a guy, one of my fans, who is looking to buy art supplies, and he asked me if I would let people know about it, and I said that I would, and he sent me a link. I'll post the link somewhere, probably on our show notes here for this episode. Pottybooks.com should be coming back up. I've seen the prototype all along. I've been playing with it for a couple years now, and they've really simplified it. It was really quite busy, and they simplified it, streamlined it, cut it back. It's very neat. It's very contained. It's very, very, very much easier to deal with, I think, and the search works better. So, very good stuff. And they were trying to get it up this weekend. Still having some problems getting all the taps tied together. And I went back and looked and discovered that, yeah, my books are all offline. All gone. Bye. They'll be back. It's not like they're gone forever. The files are still over in Libsyn. Oh, that's not bad. Lap time, 17 minutes. That's good. So this last mile was much quicker than the first one. Of course, I didn't stop to talk to anybody in the second mile, so that has a bearing. At any rate, yeah, files are still there. When Potty Books comes back up, they'll start appearing again. They are no longer on iTunes because the feed came from Libsyn, and the feed has been disrupted because PottyBooks.com has been disrupted. So, yep, pain in the butt, but it'll be better when it comes back. So with that, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And I will talk to you then.